Oh, baby. Oh, oh, baby. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Or listen to Mike Patton. Oh. I don't have his range. No. Okay. Well. Is the music even on? I guess it is. Whatever. Anyway, so today's picture you can see is Tim Hortons. Hortons. Brought to you by Lou Later. No, I'm not working with him, but they influenced me. My God, I got influenced by influencers. Now they can see Cubs like Tim Horton. Okay. Went to Target. There's a Tim Horton right there. It's only 3 bags left. I'm like, oh, it's gotta be good. So I got some. Well, I was expecting like French roast style, but it's not. It's smooth. But the it's like I don't taste the coffee. There's coffee, but it's like I don't taste the coffee. But when you drink it, you taste the coffee, but you don't get the aroma of French roast. It's like aroma. Like when I got the Lavazza. It's got a little bit of chocolate. But like, oh, that is a flavor I want. Yeah, it's this kind of Wednesday, so... Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Somebody came in. OJ28. What's up, man? What's up? We're listening to Deep Down by Mike Patton. Album Mondo King. I don't have to make. Not like the way he's saying. This guy's sick. It was the sickest part. Somebody told me, my ex-boss told me, oh, he died. And I believed it for years. I'm like, oh. I sent an email back, you jerk. It was a good boss. He was a good boss. Like, but I had to leave. I cannot do newsprint anymore. It's like a post-production or pre-production. It's too much too quick. It's good beginning. I don't understand how to do things. Like, I need to expand. No, some people can't. It's like, this is good. No. It's a good thing I get. Good job. Pays pretty well. Works like it's not as, it's just very mundane. You don't have to think too much. Have to think, but not like that. Pretty easygoing. Crew is really easygoing. Yeah, it's comfortable. That's not me. If I get too comfortable, I need to do something else. I have to come up with something. Like, I need more challenges. I figure, like, by this time of my age, I'll be like, well, I don't need challenges. Just sit back. No. I need more challenge. I gotta go do something. Let me figure this out. So that would never end. But anyway, I have to say Tim Horton's not bad. I like it. I just, I don't know what. Like an Arabica coffee has the aroma. I just not. I'm not smelling it. I am smelling the candles. I just lit warm leather and amber thing. I mean, I do smell a little bit. When it first opened, yeah, smell. And then it's not pungent enough. It's a good coffee, though. Keeps you awake. Almost espresso blend. Espresso grind. It's a thinner grind than regular coffee grinds. So like a drip grind. It's a little thicker. This is thin. I'm going to try the espresso version. Going through my Illy's machine. I got those capsules that you can just put any coffee, drop it in. I'll try one of those. See what happens. Get like two shots of espresso. So I make it longo. Espresso longo. All right. Well, Wednesday is for me to go. I go to web order. Strictly web now. I'm looking at the first day I always go. World. Sounds like a bulldog. Anyway, World Coin Index. And I see a token named APT. What is... I thought that was a club in New York. Of a... nightclub. In a bar. APT. You ever been going to New York? Go to that. I don't know what kind of events they have. If you can't get in, it's really neat. Place. Yeah, I don't know what this is. APT. What's APT? Really? APTO Aptos Labs. APTOS Aptos. Is it black and white picture? White paper? Information? So there is a safe, scalable, upgradable Web3 infrastructure. Oh, but they did developing. Wonder if it's something. They were Ether based anyway, but I wonder if it's something similar to something similar to Solana. What are they doing? Who knows? Yeah. Ruthie. Enters live studio on the left. So the first guy. First person. First whatever out. Oh, guy or girl. It's called souls. Cause your soul when your soul contains, if you've been here, contains a lot of different. Not just human. Not just humans from Earth. Earthling humans. Contain, if you remember it. If you can remember, like, oh. The deep dive. Deep dive. But anyway, I was just looking at all this crypto. Yesterday I saw something on Drive. I think it was a Cadillac. The new Cadillac concept, driverless concept, got a huge catchback. It's like a station wagon. 300K ultra luxury EV, Celestic. Oh, yeah. No, I'd be happy. Well, I was talking to a bunch of people. Love cars. Like, I'd love to have a 1960s, 1970s Honda S800 hard, like coupe hard top. Like, no convertible. I don't want convertible. Take the engine out, replace it with something new. I don't know what. Definitely not electronic or electric. I don't want to explode in a Honda. We'll just change it. We'll get aftermarket or something. Add on to it so it's a little faster. That's it. Just like the Toyota EZX. They say GR performance car won't be electrified by 2030. Yay. Environment. Ooh. Hey, you know, when the battery explodes, it's an environmental disaster. We haven't found anything except hydrogen. Hydrogen maybe can fix it. But then every car is hydrogen. What's going to happen to our atmosphere? It'll be wet? Maybe have more hydrogen cars around drought area. Bring back the moisture, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, it's a little cold today. Like 40 something degrees outside. I'm going to put my herbal plant. I'm going to put the cover over my plants. I got to put the top on later. Usually I had an acrylic top, but instead I just used a foil paper. This way the water will evaporate faster because there are plants on top of it. Honda CRV hybrid first drive. So even Honda's doing hybrids. They're not going full, are they? I don't know what's happening. Use butane. I think in Thailand we had a butane or propane converter. Use that. But natural gas. Look, somebody's fooling around. I'm not going to say who. Somebody's fooling around. They're screwing around with the whole system. And what's all for? Money.
More money I have, more power I got.
Sure. McLaren Racing Boss also accused the Red Bull. Oh, the Red Bull F1 cheating. I remember like years ago they had an F1 cheating where the brakes were connected to a little computer. The computer will auto brake, so the guy who's driving doesn't have to do anything. Just step on the pedal all the way. And the computer will control all the throttle and brake. So the driver only has to step on the gas and just steer. That's it. Like while I was running, yeah. But when in like full stop, yeah, the driver had to pull the brakes out. And it was like, whoa, people were doing this crazy auto shift. Even though they have manual shifting, they auto shifting with the paddle shift. And they switch back. Now it's all manual. No more computer stuff. But people still cheat. And this is nothing. Okay, the spending limit. They spend a lot much. Yeah. That's a thing. $2 million overspent. So, sporting penalty. Yeah, I mean, it does change everything. Beep, 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 beep. So, whatever. With all the car stuff. I did see something designed, but buildings and stuff. Was the city completely was square? Completely square. Box. Would you want to live in a box? I mean, it's nice. Luxury square boxes. Looks neat. But looks like the launch tube from Battlestar Galactica. That's what it looks like inside. Would you want that? Live that? I don't know. We live in the box already. Yeah, I thought about that for a long time. People who design houses, you know, think outside the box. Just think outside that box. It's no way around that. You gotta have a box. Because our furniture is made for boxes. Like, even the expensive furniture is made for boxes. Unless everything's on wheels, then you can kind of like place it, but still it's a box. Like if I have a round corner, do you handmade or get somebody to handmade a arced closet or a shelf? I mean, you can. So everything's made square. We live in a square. Oh my God. Right? But it's been like that. Many years. Right? If you really, really think about it, everything's a box. It's always been the house, the box on the top with a little triangle thing, roof. It's proven it works. Just like the boats. Boats have that shape because it works. Trial over there. For many years, it worked. Cars, four wheels, it works. With a independent suspension, it works. Right? Whatever works, that's it. That's why you don't see something like a tablet that's square. I mean, that's not square. Tablet that's not a circle. Like, who wants a circle tablet? This is weird. Right? Everything has the 1920 1080. It's like 3x2. 3x2 ratio. Like what most computers have. No, if you like more cooler than that, then you get something else different. But majority, everything is based on that format. It's not changed. Yeah, so I just saw that thing like square. Like, do I want to live in a square? It's all square. I mean, you have arches, but the building is still square. The furniture you put in is still square. So just like, wow. Need a flat wall to put some cool stuff in it. I mean, yes, other things, but we haven't changed. I bet you when we go to another planet and build, it's going to be square. Everything's going to be squared off. Like, I can see twos, but everything will be squared off. Somehow. Anything else? I don't know. So the Honda Jet. This is on Craze. You want to buy a Honda Jet? Elite 2 private jet. Yeah. They keep telling us, oh, say the planet use less fuel. It's like, but I got a Honda Jet. I'm gonna fly around and watch you guys trying to save the planet. I'm gonna laugh because the planet will save itself. I know that, but you don't. That's what they think. I feel bad. I do feel bad for the people who got duped on the whole climate thing. Not just climate thing, like climate whatever based. It's like, you must put recycled stuff in the recycle bin. All that stuff. The little thing. So yeah, it's not working. It's not really doing it. It makes no impact. The little things like that. And I do feel bad. People say, oh, you must do that in the beginning. Now everybody knows. But in the beginning, oh, you gotta do and save this, save that, and meanwhile, the people way up there with monies, with the private jets and stuff, they're wasting more than we do. Like, yeah, they don't care. What? Like, you're not doing that. Well, we don't care. We are us. You are you. It's not that against planet thing. I think we have the tech to clean it up. You can keep using things, but there's a way to clean it up. There's more than one way to clean it. And there's a way to, it's been suggested, clean up all the satellites, dead satellites on space. Like, why don't you guys do it? Somebody does. I wonder why. Why is it the idea that somebody had a great idea? We can clean up all this stuff and do these things, then project is scrapped. Why did it scrap? That there's some. Somebody hit the wrong point of your agenda or something. I don't know. Could be like that. That's a, I don't know. You want to call it a conspiracy theory, which is a terrible idea. It's a terrible word. Two words put together. It's a hypothesis. speculation. It could be. I'm just wondering, you know, all these things, like over the years, if you read them, it's like, this is a great idea, man. It gets shut down, or the person who came up with the idea actually had the evidence or actually have the article of things mysterious disappear or mysterious suicide. Like, what? Who? Why? Why? It makes you think a little bit. Okay. I'm looking at a Porsche 911. 493 horsepower, electric motor. So what kind of motor? Still have a stick shift. So I'm wondering if they just built an engine. They don't show the engine. That just fits in the engine bay. Yeah, they're not showing anything.
McLaren, X Lotus, XJLR.
Ooh. How do I get this sound off? Is there anything? I'm looking at all the videos this company has. It's called the Apparati. I think I know what they are, but they don't see. Oh, there's graphics. I don't see the NGP. Oh, they do. Okay. Big electric. It's not electric like Tesla. I don't think so. I think they keep the drivetrain. They just put an engine that will fit.
People want to know what the secret of success is.
What the?
I feel we can pick up all these beautiful women. Is it a good look?
Oh, here's a Lovage mic pad. Lady Loves Checks Raw. Well. But anyway, so that's, I think that's what they do. They just put electric engine, but everything else still the same. Okay, that's nice, but I don't know. I still think hydrogen is the way to go. Anything else? Nice. No. Because of Timex watch. Oh. Timex Peanut Snoopy Thanksgiving. Why? Steve Jobs Macintosh SE. Anybody who's been around that old days? Man, that thing is so yellowed out with the plastic. If you look at the, it's not great. I'll paste that link. If you look at the keys, that's what the original color was. But everything else just yellow. Over time. So somebody's gonna buy it. It's still working, I think. That's what I heard. Oh my god, 200 grand. Macintosh SE. Holy cow. Just that one though. But if you look at eBay, you can probably get one for like 20 bucks. Who knows? Let me see how much they cost. eBay, Macintosh SE. 100 bucks. I worked on them for a while. They're black and white. Kind of cool. Had them in the school. Like, then they switched to the. No, what's the next one? Like a regular desktop. and the towers. Yeah, there was a website. Every Mac. Yeah, every Mac.com. So you have a Mac, you can find out. From here. They have super, super old stuff. Let me see, by year. But they don't have. What specs? Oh, no, 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 no. Macintosh. Let me see, by year. 1988, it had a, what was this one? Yes. Okay, here we go. Macintosh 2X. That was the one that I had a, when I was doing commercial art. That thing came. No layers, nothing. Photoshop 2. Copy paste, copy paste, copy paste. Is it no layers at all? So yeah, you gotta think before you do it. You can think of like, oh, okay, I gotta put this here, put the type over there, so I'm like, do it this way, copy it. At least it had lasso, had the lasso thing. I do have in my closet, Apple PowerBook, like the 300 CE. Yeah, when did this came out? Holy cow. CE came out 1995. Old. Do PowerBook 3409. I do have a 2001. Two of them. Remember the clamshell thing? It looks like a toilet bowl, toilet seat. Got one of those. And a PowerBook G3, which is what they call a Wall Street. I got one of those. Somebody didn't want them, I'm talking. Then a good friend of mine, the lead singer of Stone Trooper of Death, Mr. Mean Billy Milano, he had one missing a the CD drive died, so I just gave him. He was like, "You're a genius." I said, "No, I just switched the dude. Can't have mine." I just got this thing. I don't know. It's gonna throw it out. Give it to somebody else. So then, the last machine I ever had. Well, I was working around in New York. I traveled around with MacBook 13-inch. It was MacBook Pro 13-inch, but it was the previous one that you can take it apart, change the battery. The next one, we'll solder it in. Like, I don't want that. After that, I didn't get anything. I had a Mac Mini for a little while. Then the people I work with didn't agree on something. Then I'm just like, all right, I'm done. I'm gonna do something else. What was it? 2018 Mac Mini, maybe i7. It wasn't bad. Has some power. The graphics sucks. So I had bought an external graphics thing for it, and it worked. I'm like, yeah, it works. And I built a Windows machine. After that, I'm not going back to Mac. Because all the new stuff, it's nice. M1, all that stuff. Yeah, it's nice. Don't need it. Why have it? I don't know. Some people say don't get it. I'm like, okay. Even the Mac Pro, they're like, no, don't get it. I'm like, really? Why? No explanation. Well, there's some people argue. There's an argument with that. I'm like, no, if I need it, I'll get it. But I don't need it, and I can't get it. And, you know, I can always build a Hackintosh. Just build another Intel machine. Get an NVIDIA, 3090 Ti. Not the new 40s. Pull it in, build a Hackintosh, all of it. And be all, yeah, it works. I'm okay. Zuckerberg has focused his vision on what he calls metaverse, a virtual world where people can work, shop, and socialize. Hey, there's one. It's been running for a long time. A lot of people didn't go back in, but there are people doing the same exact thing, and it's called the Second Life. Philips, London. With Philip Rosedale's back. So hey, they're planning on something big. I was going to get out of it. But hey, whatever. I'm still building cars. Building scripts for cars. To make it feel like real. So you can drive like a maniac on the London roads. I had a cop chase me. A friend, he was a cop car, chased me. I couldn't chase me. Couldn't pass. Couldn't get close. I'm like, dude, why are you not on the road, man? You're like all over people's houses, jumping all over the place. The cop car is not made for us. Oh, you want me to change it? All right. Have a nice life. I'm logging out. I'm looking at Zero Hedge. There's nothing. I mean, there's something, but there's nothing. Autopilot has a new victim. Oh, oops. Why don't I have Gilly Maxwell? Gilly. I don't know. She's covering something. There's some weirdness. Here's a good one. Democratic Party captured by environmentalist aiding Russia and China. Expert claim. I think they got captured by communists. CCP. Like all the companies, all the tech companies. Well, the tech companies are different. They have to do this balance thing. They don't want to pee off them, but they will slowly backtrack, taking stuff out of there. Let's move it. Let's, when you leave, destroy everything. It's like they're going towards somewhere else. If they bring it back to the US, yeah, great. They're doing that. TSMC's here. Oh, so I'm guessing what the chip makers will come, what the screen makers will come here, all that stuff. Which I thought about. Yes, they had to throw out some like frame, like a large frame. I kept it because I wanted to make big posters I could put up. But now I'm thinking, now I got so much space. I don't have a lot of space. Should I just get one of those Raspberry? Just get a Raspberry Pi. Put one of those image scrollers. Because, you know, I have thousands. I would say at least 500,000 pictures. And then I can find like, say, 20. I just pull on the screen. And just let it scroll. No, I don't have a lot of space. Well, I need that. I'm sure everybody has tons and tons of images. Because, you know, you got your iPhone. Enjoy, just keep taking pictures, taking selfies. I've been seeing a museum, just people just go, they're not looking at paintings, just taking selfies. Check me out with this painting of this guy over there. They post it. They later, yes, do you know the, hey, you know that painting? Yeah, who's about it? Like, well, I don't know, short span memory. Because they don't care. It's about the selfie. I mean, that was years ago. That was like, say, a decade ago. I saw this. Wow. It's like, wow, that's the end of museums. Because if you're really, really into art, not as a tourist, even like old days, like old tourists, you would sit, you could sit by it, stand by the painting, just look at it. And they understood. But, and this is how the elite feels about us. Because quote unquote, I'm an artist. I look at paintings for a long time. But you know what? I don't remember their names either. I'll look at them slowly. I'll look at everything slowly. You know, just whatever. Really, when I really go to museums, like after years, go to museums, just have coffee and have the atmosphere sound, the environmental sound. That was it. Maybe I'll buy a book or something. I got a huge book, one of those super large books of every painting, every art piece around the world, and in which museum, like permanently, and which one's being transferred, you know, rotated. Got a huge book of that. Paid $10 for it. It came out when I saw the price, it was like $200, but now it's bookstore died, so they couldn't sell it. I'm like, I'll buy it for 10. Big book, but no matter, I like it. I have a reference. Yeah, I have a whole bunch of other ones, like famous painters, or this, like it's one of those huge books. It's great. Love those things. But anyway, it's no need for me to go to museums. But I do go because it's different. You feel different when you walk. Even when you get the coffee in the museum, you feel different. There's something, I don't know what, I can't explain to you. So the elites were, kind of like this, they go these, then be pretty, or the, I'm most of us to get it, and you take your sip of the coffee, cross their legs. I'm like, and then everybody's like, oh, there must be somebody very important. General public. That's the normie you're talking about. But are they normie? Maybe they're not. Well, you know, but I'll say, you people are the users. Useless selfies. Useless. You just take selfies. You just walk around, pretend. I know art more than you. Or do they know? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many fans have. Well, I was a member of the Met New York. And I went to the what's that? Van Gogh. Van Gogh was cool, man. He doodled like anime style. And I liked it. It's like, wow, this is cool, man. Get a glimpse of what this person was. What the sketch? It's like, oh my God. That's anime. He was doing all that stuff back then. Then he painted. Like, wow. This is cool. And I went to several other ones. There's some like, I think there was a Chanel dresses. I want to see all those. I was in fashion. I like, had some interest. You know, but for me, it's more symmetry. Like the architecture of particular clothing put together and the patterns, how they fit, you know, it's more about like precise things. Look for that and look at it just like when I look at cars, looking for some precise thing, the perfect curve and the perfect crease that fits it in. Like whoever designed this, like, wow, this is, I like, I always look for that stuff. And there's a whole bunch of other ones. I got invited to the gala a couple of times. So I didn't go. Like, I know I heard stuff, weird stuff, even though it's not that weird. But then they say they're weird people will come up to you and they will stalk you. And do the elites, they like you, they go stalk wherever you go. Like, ew. Ew. No. Please, no. Yeah. I heard so many weird things with them, but they're crazy. If you watch Stargate SG-1, they're like the ghouls. It's like power loving free melodrama people. Boom, when they enter, it's like boom, they gotta do this. Exit, they gotta go boom the other way. Gotta make impact on every little thing, even though they don't have it. They will have to make the impact. And they call their friends and they help me. Help me do this. And get paid. That's how people get paid. I need gazillion photographers on me. I'll pay you. How much? Just to show up a couple grand here. Whoa, dude. Couple grand? Yeah. Do it. Yeah, I get invited to those, one of those, a few times. I'm like, hey, pretend. Click, 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 pretend. Shooting, I'm like, I don't know if I have a memory chip in it. I just click, click. I even took one of my old film thing, like a film camera, and pretend it's still digital. I'm like, click, click. Or just flash. That's what they want. Let's pretend. Like, yeah. Then walk out. It's like, where's my money, man? Money in my hand. Now. Or I smash this camera in your face. No, they pay. Just walk away. Wow, this is messed up. This is the messed up world. This is one side. And there, the other side, that's real actual thing. So it's odd. Odd places. Odd things. Narcissists. They are. I mean, we got one right now. I'm looking at it. Meghan Markle. Princess Meghan. She's a narcissist. You know that. She pull up all the crazy stories that have been debunked. Like, ooh. Craziness. Anyway, it's the end of the chat with the podcast. Reverend Bismarck. I wonder, I never seen you guys before, so I'm thinking like, yeah, you guys from my new Twitter account must be, or maybe not. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know anymore. Because I changed. Oh, yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon. I mean, good morning. Well, almost afternoon. Maybe like one more hour. One more hour. Then afternoon. I don't know what to say about the world. I don't care about the world. No, I just... just focus. Focus on what you're going to do in the future. In 10 years. 5, 1 year. 2 years. 5 years. 10 years. Whatever. If you can do the prime numbers too, you can do that. 1 year. 3 years. 5 years. 7 years. 11 years. Do it that way. It's like, what am I going to do? Now, how do I get there? That's it. Okay. Gonna go and thanks for the hello from Ghana. Hope you guys are cool over there. I'm gonna go finish my tin hornet and my peanut butter with the actual real strawberry jelly they make. Strawberry jam, sorry. It's not jelly. Jelly is the fake stuff. Jam. With puree, the real strawberry puree, and peanut butter sandwich. I'm gonna go do something else. I don't know what. I'll figure it out. Anyway, have a great day of this Wednesday, of this October, of this day called 19th, 2022, of this year, you call it 2022. Well, I call it 20. Whatever. Yeah, have a great day. Enjoy. Drink some coffee. You don't drink. Drink some hot chocolate. Can't drink hot chocolate. Drink some tea. And drink some tea. I don't know what to say. Have a great day. And I'll see you. Not Wednesday. Sorry, today's Wednesday. I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.